And one of the most famous was the bursar of King's College for some years, the great economist John Maynard Keynes, who ran the college, or the finances of the college, during the time that he was writing his greatest work, his general treatise on money and the economy. And this is the most famous portrait of Keynes, done by his friend Duncan Grant. And it's one of several portraits of Keynes. Keynes was a polymath, and he represents that side of Cambridge, because although he was perhaps the greatest economist of the 20th century, and now very much in fashion because his solution to the economic problems, which is to invest more and spend more, is now very fashionable again. So he was probably the greatest economist, but he was also interested in everything. He married a Russian ballerina, Lydia Lopakova, so he was interested in ballet, he was interested in music, he started the Arts Theatre here, he was interested in drama. He made one of the greatest world collections of early printed books on English drama, which is in the King's Library here. He wrote on Malthus, he wrote on politics, he advised governments, he set up, he was one of the main founders of the modern world economy, because he set up at Bretton Woods after the war, the foundations of modern economy in the West after the war. And he produced many, many great books, and I think partly he did this because wherever he was, he just relaxed and wrote. And this portrait, which I particularly like because it gave me the inspiration to have little things which I put on my knee, like Keynes, which you see in a number of his portraits. And he would just sit on the train when he was going up to advise the government, or sit in a chair and just write. So he read enormously widely, had a wonderful library, and he wrote on philosophy, politics, economics, religion, drama. And in this ambience of Keynes, he was part of the great late part of the Bloomsbury group, who were artists, writers like Virginia Woolf and E.M. Forster. He was a friend of Forster's, other great economists. And so he was part of a circle of intellectuals and writers and artists, and represents that side of Keynes, which is particularly developed.